Welcome to the Practi Mama Parenting Show, keeping it real for parents just like us. Welcome back to another episode. This tip today has to do with older kids, and I am recording live in New York City, so if you hear birds chirping or construction or even my chair creaking, that is why. So my tip for you today is how to get your kid, you know, as you know, I live in the city, and not all apartment buildings have washers and dryers, right? And so my tip for you is about laundry and older kids. But first, please do share the show with at least two other folks you think would enjoy hanging out with us. You can send them to practimama.com. So anyway, all apartment buildings in New York City do not have washers and dryers, right? And so laundromats are an imperative function of the city life, and it's important to me that my son understands how to do laundry. You know, that he understands how to do it and that he can be responsible for his own clothes. And so I have built in, well, I need to come up with a term for it, but positive consequences, like positive end user or end result consequences. And what I mean by that is when he's disrespectful or not being on point, right, there are consequences. And I don't know about you, but sometimes he'll, you know, say, well, wash it for me, do my laundry, or I need this clean. It's like, okay, well, first of all, nothing's going to happen on my end without the respect. So I've taught you how to do a sink wash, right? Go ahead and feel free to do that at any time, kid. And I think that all kids actually need to understand how to do a sink wash, you know, where you fill up the sink and then you add some detergent, not too much, and then you show them, they learn how to wash an item or two of clothing that they need, like a shirt or some socks, underwear, whatever it is they think that they'll need for that next Tuesday event at school, right, or the next morning. So he's come up to me several times, my son, with this, but with attitude, right? And so finally I said, you know what? Having a washer and dryer in your house and having your mother do it is a privilege and a gift. And so from now on, you are going to have to go to the laundromat, use your own money. And just so you know, the thing is, Sundays are quite busy, Saturdays too. So you are going to have to work your laundry doing time into your schedule. Yes, I know. Maybe some of you are cringing, others of you are clapping. I just have to say it's been a few weeks. Well, and okay, I'm not going to lie, it's been a few months actually. And so he does his own laundry, of course. You have to go with them at first and model and demo and show them the first time or two to make sure that the order of operations with the particular washing machine model at that laundromat and the dryer goes well, and that the whole process is understood, and how to treat the laundromat attendant, manager, owner, right? And I've always said things like, well, when you're on your way out, after you put it in the wash, ask the person who's managing if they would like a coffee or something on the way back, right? But anyway, you know, you have to model and demo things and let them learn, right? And so it's been great. I don't have to worry about his laundry. And, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes I will say, sometimes when he's on point and on track for, you know, that 2-hour window, I'll say something like, well, I have a little room in my load. Do you have any darks that you need or want washed? And so those little acts of kindness that come back help him to understand, oh, everything is connected to my behavior choices, right? And I mean, that happens with us as well. And so that is my tip for you. Teach your kids how to do a sink wash and how to do their own laundry, preferably at a laundromat if possible, or even with your own machine. Now, you may be asking me, Lee, why do you not let him use your own washer and dryer at home? And this is an excellent question. The answer is, I have an apartment unit, and what I mean by that is it's a washer and a dryer, and it operates with the hose being hooked up to our bathroom sink. And, you know, my kid is careless, and I don't want to have to deal with a potential flooding situation, a connection issue, banging on the buttons issue. Like, you know what I mean? My house gets trashed because he's wild. That doesn't sound very good, does it? But to give you reference, he's now 14. Oh my gosh. And I don't want my lovely all-in-one machine to be ruined. And I don't want to have to worry about coming home to flooding and other mishaps. And that's why. So if I had a regular washer and dryer like some of you may own, then it would be a different story. But then absolutely he would be doing his own laundry there too. But here's the thing. Going to a laundromat, especially if you're a city kid, it's a rite of passage, I feel. And when he's in college, there are going to be washing machines and dryers. And when he's out on his own, you know, he's not going to be able to come home and use mom's little tiny apartment unit washer, dryer, you know? Glad you asked. Sort of. Well, you know, theoretically, that's what it's all about. So that wraps up this episode. Please do follow the show. And if you have comments or you have a tip or you would like me to cover a tip, practimama.com. You can leave a voice memo there and perhaps you'll be on the show. And please do share the show with at least two other people you know who would enjoy hanging out with us. Thank you so much for listening to Practi Mama Parenting. I'm Lee Oihara, your host. Thank you. Take care. And we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.